Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast, wherever you are, whenever you are listening. Thank you for making us part of your day today. My name is Parker Kern here, as most of the time, my good friend, our pastor, Father Jeff Macbeth. Father, what is going on?
Oh, well, we have VBS going on this week. VBS. At the parish, which is always fun. Mm-hmm. And God bless all those people. Tracy, of course, and all of her crew of volunteers, parents, and young people who are helping out. That's just super awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, you see the photos. Obviously, you're around church. You see the people. I mean, such dedication by, obviously, Tracy, her team. And it's something that the kids really, you know, get a lot out of. I think they really, really enjoy it. And that's a huge age where there's, you know, a big swinging point for, you know, interacting with God and really understanding, you know, after sort of your first maybe couple sacraments, maybe not, you know, depending on what age you are, coming in and, you know, starting to really get to know God. And it's a beautiful thing.
I think it's a good reminder for all of us that we just, we need to do more than just Sunday Mass.
Yeah.
And which, of course, is the source and summit. You know, it's the peak, you know, of the week. You know, it's not just that hour, you know, that we need to be growing in faith, learning faith in different ways, you know, outside of Sunday Mass. And so it's a good, one, opportunity for that, and just a witness to all of us that we need to be doing stuff. Maybe we can have our own little vacation Bible school, even if it's, you know, like in the summer time where we're just focused more on maybe getting into the scripture more.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we, you know, there's an app we can use, or just, you know, the
like Halo.
Dig more, that's right. Dig more deeper into you know, the prepare for the weekend materials, or I mean, Bible of the Year podcast. Maybe it can be like our own little VBS, you know, some way of entering more into the scriptures this summer.
Yeah, I mean, to just consciously do it a bit more, and to know that we're, you know, sort of entering into something great, which is a relationship with God, which is something we should always be deepening, right?
Yep. But day in, day out,
yeah,
in some way.
But it's sure. You know, it's a lot like exercise, right? If you do it consistently, if you do it every day, it gets, I wouldn't say easier, but it, you know, when you're in a groove, it just, you feel
right.
It's more like, okay, I have to go exercise now. Whereas if you don't exercise and then one day you're like, just decide you're going to do it, it's like, oh, I got to go. You know, it's more like an obligation instead of a, you know, a joy. So,
yeah, you know, the word disciple and the word discipline are related.
Yeah.
You know, and so we do, to be a disciple, we do need to be disciplined, you know, in some ways. So, yeah. Part of that routine, but it kind of reminds me too of something funny. A couple of days ago, I was stopping in to the VBS and the group of middle school students that are leading the dance moves. The kids weren't in there yet, the participants, but they were in there, and three of them were just kind of laying on the ground. I'm like, well, that's a dance I could do. Yeah, I'm all over that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's one of my specialties,
yeah,
too.
You know, I can pull that one off.
I'd do that move for about 8 hours every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually when it gets dark out, but. Are you a napper?
Well, it was dark in there.
Oh, so, okay.
You know.
All right. I've always wanted to know, are you a napper? You're obviously not during the workday, but.
Sometimes on like a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking before we got on here about liturgy, you know, means the work of the people.
Yes.
You know, and it is work, you know, and you know, for an introvert, you know, on I love Sunday mornings, you know, because I get to see everybody, and right. You know, it's
fun,
it's all that, you know. But after sort of being like on, you know, for so many hours,
right.
It's like, okay, I need a little reset here,
a little respite. Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's certainly not something I do every day.
Yeah,
but you know, sometimes on a Sunday noon, if I can sneak that, if I'm kind of feeling like I need a little reset,
a little drowsy,
I'll do that. But yeah. Otherwise, I usually just kind of
hunker through it.
Keep on moving.
Yeah.
So
I feel that.
Yeah. You?
I haven't taken a nap since 1997.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was 1 year old. My mom, she can't nap either, and you know, I just never could do it.
Wow.
I never could do it. I'm always like, if there's daylight, there's things that can be done. Mm-hmm. Even if you're, and my mother-in-law says this a lot, which I like. Even if you're doing nothing. That's still doing something.
Hmm.
Like, even if you're just sitting around reading
pondering
a book
life.
Or, yeah, I mean, even if you're just stagnant, and you're awake and conscious, you're doing something, mm-hmm. right? So I've tried. I mean, I would love to nap. I'd love to do it because sometimes I don't get good sleep and I'm like, I wish I could, but I can't do it.
Yeah. There'll be, if I have too many, maybe nights in a row where I made bad choices about bedtime.
Oh yeah.
Or whatnot. Then if I have something in the evening, I might like, I'll turn like my alarm on my phone on, like, yeah. like maybe before grabbing a bite, I'll take like just a quick 20-minute pound. And sometimes even if it's just enough, even if you're not sleeping the whole time, even if there's that moment where you're just sort of not off, like that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough to like reset. But that's only like on one of those days where it's just sort of all added up. But that's not, yeah. that's not routine. Mm-hmm. A priest friend of mine once said he heard the saying, everyone should wake up at 5 o'clock twice. So 5 a.m. And then, you know, after a little reposo, you know, evening nap. You know, other cultures, that's a big, like in Italy, you know,
yeah,
they have like a 3 hour,
4 hour day
break time, yeah. you know, in the afternoon. So, of course, I don't get up at 5 o'clock the first time.
No.
So
nobody does.
I'm not going to, do that a second time.
No.
But it's sort of an interesting idea.
It is an interesting idea. I was watching a video the other day from some guy, I don't know, online that said, I have three days in a day. My first day is from 6 a.m. to noon. Mm-hmm. My second day is from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And then my third day is from 6 p.m. to midnight.
Hmm.
And I'm like, okay, so you get 6 hours of sleep and you're working 12 hours. Like, that's
some people can do that. There's a guy I got to know in my last parish that he slept from like midnight to 5 a.m. And that dude was high energy. So apparently that works for him.
I mean,
everyone's a little different.
Yeah. Sometimes when I get like 8 hours or 9 hours of sleep, like when I'm like out like a log, I actually feel like more fatigued the next day.
They say that, like if you sleep too long.
Yeah, which is wild.
It doesn't prevent me from doing that. But
no, same here. But it's just a little aggravating. It's like, well, I spent all this effort trying to get all sleepy and then I got all excited and and then I went to bed and I slept like a log. And,
and morning's not my peak time anyway. And so I don't, I can't figure it out.
Yeah, just, you know, throw some coffee and you're fine.
But keep on going.
Yeah. So other than sleeping, Father, how are you doing?
Yeah, doing all right.
When you're awake.
Doing all right. Well, I don't know. It depends.
Sleepwalking.
So, but otherwise, you know, can't complain.
Beautiful.
So, yeah. And, so we have some exciting projects going on next week. You know, as you read in the bulletin.
Spill.
The Parish Life Center is getting a fresh coat of paint, probably two coats.
I would hope.
It's part of the Living Christ, you know, campaign project. So yeah, that's exciting. And to help prep for that, you know, we're going to do something new with the stage, which has some bad spots. And so we do need some able-bodied people to come out at 9 a.m. on Saturday. That's June 14th to help kind of tear out, tear up. We're not exactly sure what's all going to happen, but we still need some good hands to help us out. That's Saturday at 9. We got a team of people who I've been working with, God bless them, that are kind of working on this. And so
cool.
Be a huge help. And so I'm not sure how long it's going to take. So maybe by next Sunday, you can kind of pop down and see what the progress is when you come for Mass next weekend. I imagine they'll knock it out quickly, but I don't know. So
the paint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even though it's a big space, you know, it's not like, you know, one guy with a roller or something.
No,
I'm guessing.
Right.
So there probably is a whole team of people.
Well, you're going to cut it all for them, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. I mean, by the time I do all the prep work, it won't take them long at all.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to tape it all off.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, because that's what you do. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're the pro painter.
Yeah, yeah. Although, like, we talked about this, I think, before. I got to a point, like, when I was working in a couple summers at St. Rose in college that, like, I didn't need tape, you know? Because that's like...
Right, but they will.
It's
they
sort of
will.
Like for cheaters.
They will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not as good as you are.
They might. Well, they're like professionals.
That doesn't matter. You're still better.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to walk in and see the, you know, the tile, and they're painted like the Sistine Chapel, and you're just going to be like, oh, I did that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly that.
I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it. Good luck painting around all those can lights in there. Jeez, that's a...
No, the most of the ceiling is all drop ceiling. I think the only non-drop ceiling is that little hallway out by the restrooms there in the Parish Life Center. Everything else is a tiled ceiling. So it should be
Yeah.
That's what it should be. Shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, no, no. Not for you.
Right, it's just a little area.
Painting the Sistine Chapel.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Replicate, yeah.
By cool. the bathrooms, yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Mm. I can't wait.
Yeah, and just, you know, I really encourage people, like, if there's something in the bulletin, like, that is there for a reason, you know? And so if there's something advertising that, like, we're looking for help with something, we're actually looking for help with something. And so if you see that, you know, maybe like, you know, I can maybe help with that. You know, and that's sort of what we're putting out for. You know, I know that there's other ways of asking for help, and we do those also. But, you know, if you see something that's asking for help, and it's something you're capable of helping us with, we would so love to have you help with that. And that's why it's there, because we're appealing for your assistance if yeah. you're, you know, able to do certain things, you know? So, yeah. They're also, speaking of summer, our Catholic Youth Summer Camp week 8, it's at the end of July.
Bye.
I noticed on their website, there are, as you see in the bulletin, there are still spots available for boys and girls. And so if you're going to be in 7th or 8th grade next year, or your son, daughter, granddaughter, son, get in touch with Sarah. We can add you to our group. It's going to be great. So don't register on the website, because then we won't know, and plus we have a promo code, you know, for parishioners. So
You get a little deal.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Totally. Yeah, I think it's worth it, you know, to have that experience.
For sure. It certainly is.
Yeah. So, it's all coming up.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, Father, we're shifting gears now into the scripture for this week, Holy Trinity Sunday this week.
Yeah, of course, we're back in ordinary time.
We are.
But you wouldn't notice it on the Sundays as much with the color, since we're going to be wearing white.
You'll
still
be wearing white,
for
yeah.
like a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
So if you want to see green, you have to come during the week, which again, we have Mass at 9, Monday to Thursday. So yeah, after Pentecost, you know, focusing on the Holy Spirit, then we have Trinity Sunday, you know, focusing on the whole mystery of God as revealed as three persons in one God. Which is kind of what we've been leading up to anyway. So it's great.
Yeah. Then next week we'll have a little Corpus Christi Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a little tease there for next week's podcast.
Yeah. So, yeah, some of my friends ask about a procession, but I'm like, what are you going to be, like, process to the geese? Like, that's, like, there's no one lives around here, you know? I don't know. But, so our gospel is from John 16. So it's interesting, you know, with Trinity Sunday, you know, it's that the truth of God is one in three, three in one, you know, certainly revealed. But, like, there's nothing in Scripture that's going to say God is a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, like, as a sentence. All right? So we pull this from a variety of places, you know?
Interesting.
And so, like, you might read this passage and be like, I don't really see the Trinity in here.
There's not, the dots aren't connected.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it's an interesting, kind of an interesting choice, you know, for Trinity Sunday for this year C. This is John 16, verses 12 to 15. So if you remember, John 14 to 17 is all part of Jesus' farewell discourse and prayer, you know, on that Holy Thursday night, you know, in the upper room with his disciples. So this is a part of that farewell discourse. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." Simple.
Quite simple, yes.
Yeah. But I think the big thing with the Holy Trinity is that relationship. You know, that God is a relationship of persons. You know, part of, I think, what it means to be made in the image and likeness of God is meant to be in relationship. You know, there's Pope Leo, you know, right away, he started talking about unity, and that's, you know, partly from his Augustine upbringing, you know, that we're kind of united with God and, you know, meant to be united together. But the unity that comes, you know, not from us, you know, because that's a club, but it's from the life of God, you know, from the Trinity. So when, you know, it's a sort of strange language or language is difficult to piece together sometimes, you know, but when Jesus says, you know, take from what is mine, declare it to you and all that, I think, you know, part of what he's what's his is that relationship with the Father,
right,
and the Holy Spirit that's wrapped up in that, you know, yeah, that the love between Father and Son is so complete, it forms a third person. And of course, it's the Spirit of truth that's going to declare that to the disciples. So I think what Jesus is talking about there is that relationship, the relationship of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so that we can come to know who God is.
Yeah, they're sort of all working together in tandem, I guess you mm-hmm. could say. Like, I mean, Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Obviously, the Holy Spirit, you know, for us, we, you know, sort of breathes through what we're doing on a daily basis, but mm-hmm. we know the intercession of Christ and the Father is there as well, and we can call on any members of the Trinity or all members of the Trinity, and, you know, they're sort of independent, but they're also interdependent, you know? At least that's my understanding.
Yeah, yeah, right. Like, where one is, like, all three are.
Exactly.
You know, really.
Yeah. So it's not like, you know, if you're praying, it's like, oh, you're praying exclusively to the Holy Spirit, you know?
Right.
It's like when you're on a chat line, it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's not like you're just talking to one person. You're really talking to
right.
all three at
God.
The same
yeah.
time, because they are all, right, God. But, you know, it's interesting, you know, that relationship continues to hopefully build, you know, for all of us. And I think that as we're sort of going about our life, you know, it's just important to know that we're constantly being guided by that Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
And what a gift that is for all of us throughout whatever we're going through. It's just a good sort of reminder that, again, there's things that are, you know, declared to us as well, that relationship, that promise, again, like we've talked about in the last couple weeks, you know, throughout the Easter season, of you know, that promise, that eternal hope that we're going to soon, well, hopefully not soon for most of us or all of us, but at some point,
relative to, you know,
relative to how, yeah, how
the,
many
the history of time.
Yes, yes. You know, whenever we all see that, accomplish that hope, whatever, you know, however you want to put that, that's sort of, you know, what we've been declared, what's been declared to us, what's been promised to us, and that will be lived out. We will experience that as a member of the community of God's church.
Yeah, and a reminder too that not only, you know, is God a relationship, he wants relationship, you know, and that's part of the beauty of our faith, you know, is that God is not just a concept, but a three persons, you know, not just an idea, you know, and persons are in relationship. And so, you know, God does want that personal relationship, you know, with us, which is part of, I think, that revelation of God is revealed as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you know, that there's relational aspects to all that. You know, which I think is, we could just take for granted, you mm-hmm. know, but it's really amazing when you think about it.
Yeah, for sure. I had a friend in college who believed, but didn't really kind of understand that God was still, like, active.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he thought that God just kind of built the world and was like, okay.
Right, kind of the,
I'm done.
The watchmaker image. Or,
right, yeah, it's like, you know, mm-hmm. 7 days or, you know, 6 days, and then he rested, and he's like, okay, this is the seventh day, like, mm-hmm. see ya, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, I get that, but, you know, God's still active. Like, you know, I'm always like, well, I get up every day. God's, you know, God's propelling me to do that. Without that, I'm just going to lay there like your dance move and be dead, mm-hmm. you know? Like, without God, I don't have air in my lungs.
Right.
Without God, you know, those beautiful plants and flowers outside don't bloom. The sun doesn't shine. The rain doesn't come. And it's like, that's God working, like all of us together, this whole world. Everything that's living and breathing is living and breathing through God and through the Trinity. And, you know, I mean, we didn't have like heated arguments on it, but it was definitely like it was always something that we would disagree on, but eventually we would just kind of agree to disagree. But it was always, I always thought that was interesting that, and I'm not shaming that person for their belief at all. I believe in people having whatever beliefs they want, but, you know, it was just interesting to see sort of my relationship and my viewpoint of it versus someone who had a different, you know, viewpoint relationship, and, you know, sort of how that the difference is there. But I think for me, the thing that I took away from it was that God really is moving and continues to move in and through all of us. And what a perfect reminder of that on this Holy Trinity Sunday.
Yeah, you've probably seen that meme maybe on social media. Like, do I need Jesus to get to heaven? Like, bro, you need Jesus to get to Walmart.
Yeah,
like, right. Like everything that we do, you know, we need is God moving. And yeah, for people who haven't grasped that that truth yet, you know, obviously we don't want to beat them up, but you know, we kind of hope that they get there, you know, and maybe there's an encounter moment. You know, and all of us need those encounter moments to know that God's real. You know, because otherwise it is more challenging, you know? Yeah.
I would agree.
So we should say a little prayer on that.
Let's do that.
Man, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Well, God, we delight that you have revealed yourself to us as a relationship of persons, but also that you have made us to share in that relationship, and that you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit do look to dwell within us. And so on this, as we prepare for this Trinity Sunday, give us the grace for greater awareness of that, of your presence, of your life, of that relationship. In a particular way, we do offer up to you those who are struggling with that, that you reveal yourself to them and move in their lives in a particular way so that they can come to know the one that made them and not made them and just let them go, but are with them in every way. And of course, because you're closer to us than we are to ourselves. And so we praise you for that, and give us the grace to continue to walk each step, knowing that you are with us. God, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. Sustain us this day and each day in that love, in the Holy Spirit, and through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Great show today.
Barker, thanks, everyone. God bless you all, and we will see you.